Now time for Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central voice of basketball coach John Thomas after the Thunder Classic from this past week. And coach, we'll start off with your guys' game against Hiawatha. You guys won that one 49-45, a close one. Hiawatha, they've come a long ways.
Yes, they have. I know the first time we played them, they were struggling a little bit, getting the ball to fall for them. And, this second time, I think they actually had a 10-12 point lead on us in the first half. And, shot the ball well and defended pretty well. And they were a different team for us to play the second time.
And then you guys were able to beat them and then move on to take on Marysville 50-27. You guys' defense was cutthroat in this one. What were some things that were going right on the defensive side of the basketball that game?
Well, I think a team like that poses a situation that we're not used to facing, where there's a lot of penetration, a lot of one-on-one, and we had to be good at defending the ball one-on-one. And for the most part, we did a pretty good job. We broke down a few times, but really thought we did a good job in defending their best player and being able to help off and then recover to their other guys once we got him to pick up the basketball. So, the guys just really did a great job of executing a game plan that we had put forth. And I felt like our focus and our tempo offensively were as good as it's been all year. I couldn't ask for any better effort, really, from any of our guys.
In the championship game, you guys fall 61-52 to a really good St. Mary's team. And as you tell me, you got off to a bit of a slow start defensively, scoring 20 points in that first quarter for St. Mary's. And then you had a chance kind of towards the end of the third quarter, early fourth quarter. You're right there, but unable to come up with a win. What were some things that didn't go quite your way towards the end of that ball game?
Well, early on we struggled to score in the first half, and then we got things going a little bit. Same kind of thing towards the end of the ball game. I think we got to 47 or 48 points, and we had several possessions where we went empty on the offensive end, and they hit some threes in that time period as well, and some deep threes, and we felt like we had them guarded, but they just stepped a little bit deeper and hit more shots on us. And it's just one of those things that is becoming less and less a part of us is going on little scoring droughts, but that's been a little bit a part of us up to this point. But we see those diminishing, those stretches diminishing, so that's a good sign for us.
So now you guys play Marysville again coming up here on Friday. You guys kind of expecting kind of the same thing that you're going to see from them, or maybe they're going to change some things up?
Oh, I imagine, it'll be a completely different ball game. We're going to have to be ready to play just as well or better. I think that we caught them on a night where, we played our best defense of the year. We shot the ball well. They didn't. And I think they normally shoot better than what they shot, and they probably, their coach would probably tell you, Coach Brown would probably tell you they defend better than what they defended the other night, too. So I expect things to be a lot more intense and from their side of things.
And then you guys take on Hiawatha in the Roundhouse coming up on next Tuesday as well to round out your upcoming 7 days of work. Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it. And best of luck.
You betcha. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central boys head basketball coach John Thomas here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and Haug Seed.